how do you do?
I say, well, how you do, and I'm mighty glad to see you.
Okay. And if you had enjoyed someone's visit, you might tell them, well, I hope y'all come
back soon.
Or come back.
We've enjoyed you thoroughly having you in our home.
Okay. And I hope that you'll come
back soon.
Or come again.
Again.
Okay. What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other expression? Have you ever heard Christmas gift?
Oh, yes. We always. Oh, yeah, they just say that for fun. Christmas gift when they see you the first thing on Christmas Day.
Okay.
That's just.
They just say that on Christmas Day, though.
Yes.
Okay. What do you say on January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay. No one ever said New Year's gift, did they?
No.
Okay. Someone did you a favor, you might say, well, thank you, I'm much...
Please.
Or much of...
Much obliged to you.
Okay. You say, I have to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
Okay, what did you start to say?
Trading.
Okay.
It's a word, too, we use so often.
Okay. You say, if you just bought something, say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he, what, it up.
Wrapped it up.
Okay, when I got home, I...
Ma'am.
And when I got home with the package,
I untied and looked at it.
Okay. And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say...
That I sell it. Now, this is a bargain. I'm going to let you have it. I paid so-and-so, but I don't need it. Would you like to have it?
Okay. You say that you were selling it at a...
Reduced price.
Or at a... You lose money on it.
Yes.
So you're selling it at a...
At a loss.
Okay. And say you like something, but you don't have enough money. You say, well, I'd like to buy it, but it just...
It's more than I want to pay.
It just what? Too much? It just
costs more than I would rather pay.
Okay. And you say on the first of the month, the bill is...
A certain amount.
It's time to pay the bill.
Yes.
I mean, the bill is...
Due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But you laugh. I never charged nothing at a store in this town in my life. I pay everything by check. Everything. You would be surprised at the stubs. But I stub every check. I can go back with my income tax and everything. And, of course, I get my notice at each month. What the sales was or what my dividends were and everything like that. I can keep up. I don't have a bit of trouble filing and fixing my income tax because I have it in black and white. No, I never have, even here in this hospital. I never have maybe a dollar's worth of dimes to give kids. I've been the world's worst to give kids a dime, and maybe there'd be a row in front of me at church. I know there's one little girl, she'd raise up, she'd be sitting behind me, and I'd reach back and feel easily, and this little Christmas socks with a dollar's worth of dimes in it, and she'd reach over the back of the seat and kiss me now in church. And I'd just love to know how many dimes I've given away to kids. That's just, a dime will make any child happy.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'd get those rolls of dimes, $2 in a roll, and I don't know. Those kids have said to me that are grown, Miss Bell, I wonder how many dimes you've given me through the years. Well, I said, I don't even remember, but that is just a hobby, not having children. I just love to do that.
Yeah.
And since I've been here in the hospital, they brought me, I believe it was Thanksgiving, the prettiest chrysanthemum potted plant. And it was from Jane and Bill and the children. And when she brought it, they said, Mama, said, did you pay for the flowers that Miss Bell had given us the dimes out of our bank account? And they started them a little bank account. That is my joy, though, never having had children.
Yeah.
As I